Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. How are you guys? How are things going on your end? Because our end is still crazy. For today I really wanted to talk about the tech stack of an entrepreneur and a bit on AppSumo, because I don't think we fully utilize all the benefits from AppSumo. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So, to give you background for those who don't know, well, AppSumo is like a lifetime deals of software as a services. As an entrepreneur, we start everything manually. At some point, we start paying for it. Like, well, do you want shared storage? Well, you have Dropbox, you have Google Drive. Do you want people to book meetings on you? Well, we have Calendly. How do you collaborate among employees? Well, you have Monday, you have Trello, plenty of tools. However, as we grow, these tools start to get a bit more expensive. And you know, as a business owner, we kinda don't like expenses rising. We're constantly figuring out way how to keep the cost low. The tools is one of the way that we're trying to do it. And I'm an active guy on AppSumo since May, 2019. And the reason why I'm sharing this is that means that I'm 3 years already, or 4 years on AppSumo already, and I can reflect on some really good deals and on some really bad deals that we've made. But at the bottom line is that it's worth it. So for those who don't know, AppSumo gives you access to one-time payment for a software, where with one-time payment of $50, $100, $150, you get a lifetime access to the SaaS. And guess what? If the SaaS keeps living and keeps growing, they're going to start charge monthly to everybody, but you get to keep the same deal. And for SaaS owners, AppSumo is a perfect opportunity, because as an early MVP stage, you're able to actually say, well, you know what, guys, this is our core features. This is our roadmap for the future. Would you buy it? It's a great liquidity way of generating some more money, so you can have more developers and actually continue building the software. And for us, betting that this is a good deal. So I wanted to go over a few of the good deals that we made and few of the bad deals. And I'm still checking at least on a weekly or bi-weekly basis what's out there on AppSumo. So the first thing that I got was the Snov.io. It is an email database building B2B lead generation tool, and we got some really good deal, like 3,000 emails in your database, and for $50 you can do email campaigns for free forever. And guess what? We're still using it. It's still worth it for us. Or there was a booking tool that you can put it on your website. It integrates with WordPress, or same as Calendly. It's just that, yeah, we paid once $50 for three different domains. And since August 2019 up to now, we're still using Camellia. So 3 years I'm using tools that I've paid $50. How amazing is that? Or if we take Endorsal, endorsal.io is when companies wants to give you feedback, there is a CRM for that. And I can go on like this, but the whole point was that how many of you are actually utilizing this kind of tools? Like AppSumo is just an aggregation of a lot of not free, paid softwares, but majority of them are on a lifetime deal. And I really find it fascinating, because I have the Endorsal for booking of the meeting. I bought Texao for automation. Podcast.ca, we bought unlimited spaces there. And I think that this podcast is actually hosted on podcast.ca, or the other one with the video interviews. But for a one-time payment, we actually got a really great value. HR aspects. We bought HR Partner back in February 2020. And for the last 3 years, we have a very nice platform for our employees that they can log in, check out their contracts, ask for leaves or for holidays, and it gets who manages who. So it's a pretty good platform for HR. And guess what? You just create a new subdomain like hr.bsbsolutions.com, and all of a sudden you have an automated HR department. And it costed us, I'm trying to find it, the HR partner, $160. 3 years ago, $160. And now when we have a new employee, we're like, well, of course, we're an established company. We have an HR department. You have functionalities. You can log in. You can check how many days you have, requesting. You have your personal personal information there. Everything under one umbrella. Also, we bought the Happy Scribe, which was for automated transcription. And for like $100, we bought 4 hours automated transcription every month. And we did the academy. It was like hundreds of video hours. We did the in the media were additional hundreds of hours. And guess what? With a one-time $100 payment, we got lifetime access to 4 hour transcription per day. We also use Signaturely because DocuSign is a established platform, but it requires monthly payment. Signaturely.com. We actually have all the contracts, all the invoices, everything to it. And it was $50. We bought it 2 years ago, and I'm still using it. And guess what? I mean, for $50, I'm using something for 2 years, and I intend on keep using it. So, back to you guys. I know that tools are a necessary evil, because without them, everything will be so slow and so manual. So, my thought was like, what is your tech stack? As a salesperson, what kind of tools do you use? As an entrepreneur or as a business owner, what kind of tools do you use? Some of them are worth the money. For example, I have the G Suite. It's like, what, $5 per month? And my email is completely moved to Gmail, which gives me access to Gmail calendar, Google Docs, Google Sheets, to everything. And that is really worth it, like $5 per month. However, on the other hand, I'm using MailChimp now for the email campaigns, and that costs like, I think it's $100 per month, depending on how big is your database. And guess what? I'm now looking on AppSumo for a one-time deal, which I'm willing to pay $100, $200, $300, $500, because I know that in 5 months, I'm getting the return of investment, and then I can keep using it forever. And AppSumo had some MailFox or something. It's a new email platform that they're launching. And guess what? I mean, yes, for email marketing to our database, I'm not talking for email campaigns on our client's behalf, but for our purposes, we send 2 emails per month to our database. It's our newsletter. And in that newsletter, we are telling what's curated news, the new blog that we've created, a list of these podcasts, some video interviews. So I'm just sending 2 emails per month. That's it. We don't want to bother people. We just want to nurture them and keep reminding them that we exist and provide some value. At the end of the day, the newsletter is stacked with value. So if you think about it, I'm sending 2 emails per month, and it cost me $100 just to click the send button on MailChimp. And if I find an AppSumo alternative, even if it cost me a few hundred, that's it, because MailChimp is $1,200 per year. This will be a few hundreds, and that's it. And if I use it for 5 years, you do the math. And I'm also looking at ClickFunnels. We're also paying it $100 per month, and I'm paying it for like 4 years already. And we're not utilizing all its functionalities. I mean, MailChimp is a fantastic tool, but it is fantastic if you're utilizing a lot of emails with segmentations, with A-B testing, with open rate, with click rate. If you're in that field, that's good. But for us, we need a stripped down version of MailChimp that we can just send 2 emails to several thousand people per month. That's it. ClickFunnels, it's a fantastic tool for, it's a CMS. It's really good for building and bringing traffic and stuff. But for us, we have like 6-7 ebooks on a landing page where you need to leave your email. And my thought is that, well, I can actually move those landing pages to WordPress and don't pay anything additional to the existing cost that I have. Okay, I intended this to be a short podcast, but I've started talking and I'm thinking as I'm talking that it's not, I'm not going to save a millions, but it's just I'm reevaluating the stack that we're using. And do we really need the tools that we have, or we just need a stripped version? Or in some cases, you realize that you're going to need even a more expensive, but that's our job to reevaluate, reconsider, and based on that, try to do the right decision. And yeah, try AppSumo because I really think they're good and I'm not getting paid to promote them. And even on top of that, I shouldn't promote them because when I wanted to use AppSumo to launch the academy, they rejected me. And I said, but why? You actually have other outreach and prospecting academies on your listing. And they didn't want it to explain me why. But their choice, we continue on our own. I still respect them because I use them. I've spent several thousand euros on AppSumo already. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I don't think a lot of people are checking AppSumo for the best deals out there. That's all I had for today, guys. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.